Hello, everyone. So, this is episode one. Very excited to speak on today's topic. Drum roll, please. Who's terrible twos? We've all dealt with it, or we're gearing up to deal with it. So who could use a survival guide? I know I could. Let's start off by introducing myself. You can call me Miss T. I've been in the childcare field for 5+ years now. I own a family childcare program, which I love dearly. And over the years, I've found that my niche is handling the younger and older toddlers. They are my jam. I think they're my favorite group to guide and teach because I love their budding independence and like their eagerness to learn about the world around them. Oh, and in case you don't already know, a young toddler would be about the age of 1 year old, and the older toddlers are about 3 years old. So during this sensitive time in their toddlerhood, in their lives, they go through so many changes mentally, emotionally, and of course, physically. So have you noticed like they will be so loving and so gentle and kind and happy, and then turn around and like flip a table or like just, do something completely like absurd. And it's funny because it reminds me of the Sour Patch Kids commercial where it's like they go from sour to sweet. It's really funny. But it can also be frustrating. So like let's find out why. Like, why do they do these things? Why do they go through the tantrums? Why do people dread this stage of development? So I want to break that down with you. So basically, from 1 to 2 years old, infants are getting confident and curious with their environment. So like they're crawling, they're walking, and let's be honest, it feels like they're running and getting into everything. Like they're so busy. But because that they're trying to like figure out the world, that's what sparks the sudden urge of independence. And so that's also just a little disclaimer. That's why it's so important to provide adequate supervision, but without so much of the hovering. So just giving them like a safe amount of space for them to feel like, they can control their body, they can control, their environment. Basically, I try to only offer my assistance when it's asked for. But I mean, if they can't clearly ask for help, that's okay because we can give them the words that match what they're trying to communicate in other ways. So, for instance, if your 1 or 2 year old is struggling to put on their shoe or something like that, like try allowing them some space and time to work on it on their own because that's going to build their resilience. But it also is going to offer you enough time to observe like exactly where they're finding the challenge so you can see like what they're able to do because that can also show you what to work on with them as an activity. So say they're not trying to put their shoe on, maybe a different example. Maybe they're trying to zip up their jacket or something like that. They're trying to zip up their jacket and they're struggling to match up the bottom pieces and pull the zipper up. That can kind of signal to you, oh, maybe I can go get the dressing boards. And so basically, if you don't know, dressing boards, they're basically these boards that have different things on them, like snapping a snap or buttoning a button, lacing like a shoe or something like that, and then a zipper. Some even have like buckles that they can practice, and it's really just for their practice. But if you don't have anything like that, do not fret because I'm sure you have plenty of things around the house, like a jacket that they can practice on zipping up and buttoning and snapping and all of that kind of stuff. So you don't always have to go out and purchase something to aid in their development. A lot of stuff around the house is perfectly normal because that's what they're going to be using anyway. So like if you want to practice them snapping the button on their pants when they put their pants on or when you put their pants on, that's a perfectly great activity for them. they just, ask for your help when you need it, when they need it. And like I said, if they can't clearly ask for help, that's okay because you can give them the words that they're looking for. So if they're in the stage of kind of like screaming out when they need help with something or just handing something to you when they need your assistance, before you grab it, you can say, "Oh, do you need my help?" And then go ahead and grab it and help them and like show them how to do it at their eye level. So, they're getting independent, but because their abilities are still limited, they're gonna need help. Again, I recommend space to work on it and then assisting when summoned. But as far as tantrums go, I believe that there's usually a reason for a tantrum. Now, whether it makes sense to us or it doesn't seem like such a big deal to us, we're adults, like that's a whole nother conversation. But just because it doesn't seem to make sense or it doesn't seem like it's a big deal to us doesn't mean that it's not a really big emotion that they need our help working through. So I practice addressing a tantrum or any unfavorable behavior with something like, it seems like you're frustrated. What do you need? And sometimes they can voice what they need, and sometimes they don't know what they need. And so I'll give a choice. So I'll say, oh, do you need a hug? Or do you need something soft to squeeze or something like that? And usually that question, it's kind of going to distract their mind from the tantrum that they're throwing, and those big emotions to now it's more about, okay, I need to make a decision. Do I want a hug? Or do I want to squeeze something, or whatever it is that your child enjoys doing. But if the tantrum is like more toy cleanup themed, I practice giving less options in that situation. So I'll take control of that situation. Because if posed as a question to them, especially when it comes to cleaning up, the answer will usually be no. So instead of saying, I don't know, instead of saying, do you want to clean up? Or do you want to put this away? They're probably gonna say no. So because it's not something that's fun for them, it's way more fun to make the mess than to clean it up. So instead of doing that, I'll say, "Oh, it seems like you're upset that it's time to clean up. We'll do this together." And so that way they know, like, "Oh, okay, we're about to do this together." For one, it's not just about them cleaning up and you like lording over them, watching them clean up and making them clean up. It's more of like a group effort. Like, "Okay, we made a mess. Let's clean it up. I'll help you," And that kind of jogs their, not jogs, but it kind of like distracts their mind from the tantrum that they were throwing as well. And it doesn't give them a real option of like, no, I'm not cleaning up type of thing when you ask them. But I think that a ga engagement goes a long way. So like, as you start helping them clean up, you can hand them a toy or two and try to ignite a distraction from that tantrum, like I said. So you could say something like, "Where does the cement truck go? Where's its home? Oh, the cement truck is sleepy. Where can we put it so we can go to sleep? Where is its bin that we can put it in so it can go to sleep?" type of thing. And that's gonna probably sound so silly to them that they're gonna be like, "Oh, okay, I'll help you find that home. I know where it goes." And it's just something to break up that energy because that energy can be so heavy and so dark when it comes to those tantrums. It's like, man, okay, let's do something to break this up. Well, I feel like people make the terrible twos sound so terrible, but I believe it's all about perspective and preparation. Give them a couple of choices to empower them and help them feel in control of themselves. So I usually just go with two options. You can do this or you can do this. We can do this or we can do that. You can have this or you can have this. Which one? Instead of what do you want to eat today? Like that's such a broad question that they're going to be thinking about all the foods and the world. They're going to be thinking about all the foods that they've ever eaten. And they'll probably pick something that's not appropriate for breakfast. So instead of what do you want to eat today for breakfast, you could possibly say, would you like toast with jelly this morning? Or would you like yogurt with granola, or something like that? Would you like a banana with your cereal, or would you like strawberries with your cereal? Two choices tops is kind of how I try to handle it, because anything other than that, they kind of get like overwhelmed with the ability to choose. But you still want to offer those choices. I just feel like there's so many frustrations that they go through, and they're kind of similar to the frustrations that we face. Like the moment that things don't go their way, that's usually when a tantrum ensues. And so I feel like we're the same way. Like if we get in the car and we're running late for work and there's a traffic jam, we're going to be irritated. We're going to be frustrated. And that's going to be probably setting off such a terrible tone to our day. So we can relate to those frustrations of things not going the way we planned or the way that we wanted them to. So we just kind of have to give them that same grace that we would want, someone to give us as adults when things don't go our way. For me, I think it's not about avoiding the tantrum, but working through it, because they're gonna hear no at some point in their lives. So like, why not introduce it to them gently at a young age to help them learn with or to learn to cope with compromise and cooperation? Because I mean, let's be honest, if we're frustrated that there's a traffic jam, it's completely unacceptable to get out of our car and go hit someone, or get out of our car and go hit another car because we're frustrated. That's unacceptable for us as adults and citizens in our society. And it's also unacceptable for children to do that in their environment, in their little community of school or home life or wherever they go. They have to learn to cope with things not going their way. And so we can introduce those things to them in a gentle manner. And that might in turn help with the tantrums, because we're teaching them about their emotions. Oh, you're frustrated. We can name that emotion. You're frustrated. You're angry. Okay, I get angry sometimes too. Do you know what helps me? Like just different things. To encourage conversation about what's going on. And so I guess that's why I'm not the biggest fan of like, go sit in the corner or go to your room, because they don't necessarily have the mental capacity to think about what they did and feel remorse necessarily, not yet at least. Like a teenager would. Like if a teenager does something unfavorable, you tell them, okay, you go to your room, you're grounded. Then they can sit in their room and possibly think on their actions and how it affected others. But a toddler, not so much. They're still very me based, and that's okay, because that's where they're supposed to be. So encouraging the conversation of, what just happened. Why that behavior is not accepted and tolerated, what you can do instead, how we can reconcile this is really great. I love the show Llama Llama, and it's on, they have books as well. I love the books. But the show is on Netflix, and there's one episode called Llama Llama Shopping Drama, where the it's a llama family of a mom and a little boy llama, and his name is Llama Llama, and the mom's name is Llama Mama. And so basically the mom had to go grocery shopping, and she said, okay, after we do our grocery shopping and our clothes shopping, we can go have fun for the rest of the day. But of course the boy, he's a toddler. He's about, maybe he's about 4 years old, I believe. But either way, he has a huge tantrum because he's growing impatient. And I mean, she made it fun for him. She said the shopping cart was a spaceship. Like, she made it so fun, but he still just grew bored of shopping and trying on clothes.
And so he just began to throw things out of the cart and make a huge mess, knocking over signs in the grocery store. And what ends up happening is she gets stern with him and she says, "Llama Llama, that's enough. Like, that's enough of that shopping drama." I love it because it rhymes. It's so fun. The kids love it. They think it's hilarious. But they're also seeing, what happens when you throw a tantrum, because she explains to him, "I know you're upset that we can't go, but it's not okay for you to throw things and make a mess for other people to clean up. We need to clean up this mess." And so she offers to help him clean up the mess, and they clean up everything. They stack the canned goods back up and everything. And he apologizes and he gets back in the cart. And she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna set a timer. And when that timer goes off, we're leaving. We'll get in line and we'll go, you know." And I think that I love that episode so much, and I love that book so much, because it speaks to the disconnect that children have to, like, adult life. Adult life, we have to go grocery shopping. Thank God for ClickList and Walmart pickup grocery thing. but we have to do mundane things that are super boring to us and to the children, but sometimes they have to be along for those things, and they have to practice patience, and they have to practice understanding and cooperation and compromise. And so teaching them at this very, very sensitive time in their life, where they are making the connections of how the world works, is so important to teach them those things as well. Cooperation, compromise, very important to me. And so that's something that I am very serious about in my work. And I encourage my clients and even friends that are having children and everything, I always encourage them to, try not to avoid stuff happening, but just address it when it does happen. Because it's also something about natural consequences that is just so helpful to the child. Like, oh, if I knock this glass over, I'm gonna have to clean it up. I'm gonna have to spill, like, clean up the spill if I knock it over. So it's just consequences to their actions. And so I think that also helps with the tantrums. Okay. I feel like I talked so much, but I hope that this helped. I feel like education goes such a long way. It can get our tiny humans ready for the big world that's waiting for them, but it also prepares us to prepare them. So I don't know. I think terrible twos can be terrific with a simple perspective change. But that's all for now. And until next time.